Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
There's definitely a lot of excitement in the air. It's become a rite of passage for Bills fans to travel on the road for playoff games, and now Sabres fans are getting to do the same. So if people are trying to get there, there's definitely a few different ways to do it. The cheapest way would be to drive, because it's about 458 miles from KeyBank Center to TD Garden. So that's just under 7 hours, and it will cost you about $108 in gas round trip in your average vehicle, like a Ford Escape. So people traveling together, you chip in for those gas prices, and that's definitely the cheapest way to get there. If you don't have that much time on your hands and you have some extra money, there are flights available, and there are direct flights between Buffalo and Boston, but they're going to cost you like $400 and up, and the prices continue to tick up as the dates get closer. So people should keep that in mind.
And when it comes to game tickets themselves, how hard are they to get?
That's the most surprising part about all of this. Here in Buffalo, fans paid top dollar to be at these games, to have those experiences in downtown Buffalo. Tickets are actually much cheaper in the Boston area. There's a lot going on in Boston. There's games at Fenway Park. There's other things taking part this weekend. So ticket prices are more like in the $200 level and up from there in the Boston area. So a little bit less than what people were paying here in Buffalo.
That is surprising, but when you've got to Boston, you've got to the tickets, you still have to find a place to rest for the night. And how are hotel prices?
So hotel prices vary. So Boston is obviously a big city. There's a lot of hotels. Say you fly and you get to the airport, the game is only about 10 minutes from the airport. So if you want to stay right there by the game, you're talking about $300 and up to be very close and convenient at a nice hotel. But if you're willing to travel a little bit ways away, or, you know, take their public transportation, it's still easy to get around. You can get something under $200 a night. So there's definitely a few different options. And the whole point of this is, in the end, it's going to end up costing you more than buying a ticket in Buffalo with all of these extras added on as far as the travel needs. But it's all about the experience, and that's the trend that we're seeing in travel right now, where people want to make memories, they want to be part of an event, they want to have these experiences, and what better way than to cheer on the Sabres on the road?
Absolutely. The Stanley Cup playoffs going on, and how big is the demand as far as air travel to get to Boston, especially on short notice?
So there's definitely still seats available. The thing is, the longer you wait to book tickets, prices go up. So this is a playoff issue, even when we see this with the Bills. So, you know, if you plan ahead for your vacation, you're going to get the best rate. But airline tickets tend to increase as the date gets closer. So you're paying more, but there's still seats available to get to Boston if you do want to be there for the Thursday or the Sunday games. Boston's a great city, so if people do make a weekend out of it or they go for an overnight, there's so much to do. There's so much history. There's incredible food and restaurants. So people will definitely have a great time along with cheering on the Sabres.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.